Let's go next to Carl in Louisiana on line one. Carl, welcome. You're on with Trooper Monty Dial and RJ.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, sir.
Okay, I'm a skate. I pull a skateboard, and I heard you talking about reefers and dry boxes, the lighting requirements. What I am asking is, does that apply to flatbed trailers also?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so.
So the difference, Carl, being on a flatbed, the lights are going to be down low because that's the highest point on that trailer is the low one. So what you've got to do is if you have any additional lights back here other than stop lights, turn signals, tail lamps, license plate lamp, clearance or your clearance lamps, and the three ID lamps, then the rest of the lights have to come off.
Okay, well, I've got a plate that, you know, it's got the, you know, the Peterbilt oval, so I better get that plate off.
I think RJ's got a question for you.
No. What we're talking about is the adding of additional lights, and for some reason the terminology came up, the chicken lights, because typically you saw it on people on the truckers that hauled the chickens, where they would put a string of lights all the way across from one side, from the left side to the right side. And this is what they are referring to, is you cannot add any additional lighting on a horizontal plane that would be the same plane that your ID lamps and your clearance lamps would be.
Well, what I'm talking about is like, okay, you know how you got the three ID lights, and then you've got... normally an open space between that and your ICC bumper.
Right.
And I've got a plate there that has, it forms the oval like a Peterbilt, the Peterbilt oval.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. That's that's not the lighting that they're talking about.
You're in good shape.
Okay. I'm just curious about that.
Carl, thank you, man.
I live right outside of Waxahachie, and I don't need to get crossways with Trooper Dial.
Very good. Carl, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call, and it's going to free up a line of...